Welcome once again to the podcast. Yeah, I am a nerd. Hopefully I did it right that time. I've been struggling with this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn, I can't get it right. Whatever, okay. So hopefully it's at a good place.
I don't think
right
you'll
now,
lose
so.
Your job over it.
I'm going to fire myself. And we have a guest with us today. Mr. IT is in the building.
Hello.
Yeah, bark.
You didn't bark. We're waiting for you.
Okay, there we go. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Anyway, so I was kind of thinking, what's the most awkward thing awkward moment you've had with a customer when you're at work? Like, there's a moment that is there a moment that stands out to you that you're like, that's
one
awkward.
Of the craziest was having a breakup happen while I was in someone's home.
And you work?
I do heating and air.
Yeah.
So I'm in a lot of different people's homes because there were a lot
crawling through their vents.
One was this guy goes to tribes and buys tribal stuff. So human skulls in the basement.
Right.
It was slightly unsettling. he walks upstairs, closes the door behind him. I see a bunch of dead people down here. How'd they get here? He probably hacked them up, put them on the wall.
You hear the door lock, too.
Yeah. Oh, that was freaky. But yeah, I would probably say the breakup because it was intense.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm downstairs. I heard everything.
Oh, what happened? Give us the saucy details.
It was just... I'm sick and tired of you not spending time with me over and over again. I just summarize. There was no scandal as far as cheating or you're banging the paper boy. What? For the milkman. That's how I was.
The girl said that to the guy. You're banging the paper boy.
It happens these days. And those people are all right.
No, they're not. And the paper boys
I meant the gays.
Oh.
I
was talking about child molesters.
Well, they could be 18. Now, I don't see any.
I guess so. Yeah, because now you just see people driving on the wrong side of the road at 4 in the morning.
You'd be a paper boy. But out here, we didn't have many paper boys.
Yeah. Well,
houses were pretty far apart.
I was thinking, I think the most awkward thing I did to a customer when I was at work is that I asked this guy when I was working at, as a cashier at the movie theater in concession, I asked this guy if he was Mark Mothersbaugh, the lead singer of Devo.
Because
he looked just like him, and he looks at me and goes, no, name's Tim. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Because it was around the holidays and stuff. And
he went to Kent.
Yeah, and so I thought maybe he was around town seeing a movie.
Catch up with mom.
It was Tim.
What was his last name?
I don't remember.
He should have told you.
He looked just like... It probably was Mark Mothersbaugh. He just hates being hassled.
Yeah. Attaboy.
Big star such as himself, you know.
One hit wonder.
No, kid, I'm not who you think I am.
So, what's up? What's up? What's going on?
Well,
what are we going to talk about?
Xbox reveals... It's titles available on launch.
Read them aloud to me.
Assassin's Creed 4.
Poop.
Battlefield 4.
More poop.
Call of Duty. Ghosts.
Poop. Sewage line. Diarrhea.
Crimson Dragon. Dead Rising 3.
That looked all right.
FIFA 14.
It's supposed to look.
Fighter Within.
What's...
I don't know.
Okay.
Stupid shit.
I got Dead Rising 2 for free. Also, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I downloaded Dead Rising 2 for free.
How'd you get it for free?
What?
You play it?
Yeah, I played it a little bit. It is fun, but it's
I wanna play it.
It's kind of like the first one, you end up pretty much in a mall. You're back in a mall.
That's fine. Zombies on a spot.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I just thought, I thought it was going to be kind of a whole different setting.
Like, you're going through the city. You have to get to town hall. So we're fighting zombies in a city.
Where'd I left off? Forza Motorsport 5.
I like Forza, man.
Just Dance 2014.
Yes!
Who cares?
Killer Instinct. Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
That'll sell crazy.
What? Lego what?
Lego Marvel Superheroes. Loco Cycle. Loco Cycle.
Cycle.
Yes. Okay. Loco Cycle.
Loco Soco.
Okay. Madden NFL 25. They're on 25.
Oh, wow.
That is nuts. Huh. It's only 2 years younger than me. Has Madden really been around? I guess so. They made 25 of fucking 25 of these things.
This shit.
No, but I mean, like, these sports games have gotten complicated to the point where, you know, they're really, you're only getting the full use out of them if you're really into that sport and
correct.
Know what's going on.
No one wants to play with you. You know what I mean? Like, at least back in the day, you could kind of pick up the controller and go, oh, I hit.
Right.
Pick a play, run it, move a guy around. Where now it's, no, you gotta pick their away jerseys and you gotta fucking, you know, build a team up, do this.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, and be a manager of a team and shit like that. And
after playing 20 hours, you can figure out how to play it. Ain't nobody got time for that. That's why they play it on the TV.
But, like, people, I get it. People are real into football or whatever games or whatever sports that you play.
Nope.
I never played them, though.
So. I only play, like, Ken Griffey. That was, like, my favorite
sport. Yeah, Ken Griffey was good. I played. I really like Bases Loaded 2 for the regular Nintendo. Cool. It's simple.
It is
a simple game.
Do you remember baseball? Just plain old baseball.
No, I don't.
Horrible Nintendo game. Horrible, because it was one of the, like, launch titles.
Did you ever play NFL Blitz?
Yes, said I loved
that
it.
That game was fun.
That game was awesome.
I never really played it. It's like, so your body slamming in people right?
And you would long jump. Yeah. Like, so if you're running, someone's chasing you, you could execute a long jump, and you would get ahead of them. It was extreme. It was like the Marvel of Madden.
It was crazy. Like, you'd just be slamming people and shit, man. That shit was hilarious. But then, like, they toned it down. It was bad.
And the first one was awesome.
Yeah, the first, the OG.
Yeah, was awesome.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's get into a couple sports games that we've played over the years.
Okay, so Bases Loaded.
Bases Loaded 2.
The one, I didn't have it, but the SNK baseball game.
Oh yeah,
I
never played it, but
I
vaguely remember it.
Mm-hmm. I played that.
NBA Jam.
Yeah, duh.
Okay, NBA Jam was
idiots.
A huge one.
That should have been number one.
That might be number one for me now that I think about it. That's just it's just really fun. It's
it
a
is.
Fun game.
It's a really fun game.
Yeah, it's flashy, like. Doing the, like, triple flips. Slam dunk.
That's why you play games.
On fire. Fucking that shit was off the
chain,
man.
To do stuff you can't do in real life.
Yeah.
Have a dog play basketball. Bill Clinton.
I could go watch these guys play a game right now. Like, whatever.
Yeah, but that's you can't see him doing 50 front flips in the air and slam
exactly,
dunking
yeah.
from
on
half,
fire.
Half yeah. cart. Half cart.
Half Kurt.
Half court.
Half Kurt Cobain.
Half Kurt Cobain.
Half court. Cobain. I can't even say Kurt Cobain. Half court Cobain.
Fight Night. Me and IT played Fight Night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fight Night was
the second one. I only played the second one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because the third one, they came out with a demo for it. And we were at GameStop.
It was so much.
And I
more
bodied
different.
This fool in the third one demo. And he was like, this game is shit. And threw the Xbox
totally
controller
dude,
that
like,
GameStop
not,
ad.
All right. And the second one, man, like, you could fucking move in and out like crazy fast. Yeah. Like, it was this thing. It wasn't like real boxing where they sit there and, like, this, you just stood real close. You couldn't fucking move or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was poop.
It wasn't.
It was poop.
Because
the other one, I'd run around. Because
boxing's
shit,
boring.
And I'd fucking run in and I'd fucking haymaker people and shit, dude.
Boxing is boring until they're hitting each other.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they just changed the game up. And I was like, no. The other one was fun. Like, because it was also unrealistic. Just running
there
back
was,
and forth, just unleashing haymakers
meaty.
And shit. Yeah.
That's
remember, not boxing, but it was fun.
I remember we played it one time online, you and I did. Mm-hmm. But, like, we were doing an actual boxing match. So it lasted about 2 hours of us. Like, I kept getting knocked down, but kept getting back up somehow. And then I just throw a wild haymaker and knock you out and be like, yeah.
get up.
Yeah, like I'd knock all his health down, but I'd never get the, like, he'd always just get the one hit.
Boom! Finally,
you got full power or whatever, full health. Boom, and you just go, crumple. Like, what the crumple fuck stay. Is that?
But, yeah, the matches. Because
you were Robert De Niro, though. That's what, was it Robert De Niro?
Yeah, yeah.
Raging Bull?
Raging Bull.
Good. Who else was in it?
I forget.
No Rocky, right?
I don't
or
think
someone
so.
Similar to him.
Not that I know.
There's always like
of.
That one guy, Mayweather?
Floyd Jones. Yeah, maybe. Like, but like you made your own, like the whole premise of the game. When you were playing
Sugar
the.
Ray Leonard,
when you're playing this like single player campaign or whatever, it's more fun to like make your own character.
Yeah,
and then you
had
to train and like get your stats up and all
Absolutely.
This stuff.
Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, that was fun.
I played that. Leo had it.
Nice.
Uncle Leo had it, so we would play that a lot when we were over there.
And wrestling video games were pretty fun.
I played a few, with Attila. Yeah.
Wait, did I say Punch Out?
Yeah, you did say Punch Out.
Punch
Definitely
Out.
Definitely Punch Out.
Super Punch Out.
Yeah.
Super Punch Out's awesome.
What about Wii Punch Out?
It's awesome as well. Because you can play it exactly how you played the original.
Played Wii Bowling a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's played it then.
Yeah.
It's a sport.
I mean.
Yeah, you can either do the motion control where you actually punch, which it works really well because it's a pretty easy thing to detect, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you can play on a controller. And they both work really well. Like, it's kind of cool how you move down to bob and weave with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So what were you saying?
Gushed. I guess we throw Tony Hawk in there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I played the piss out of those games.
Yeah, especially the first one.
A lot of them.
Three I probably played the most.
I remember. Yeah,
two or three.
Was it Underground?
Buddy.
When that came out, I was like, it's poop. You're running around. You're looking like a turd. Just this.
Skate.
You gotta push
that. I
played
the shit out of Skate too, man.
Skate Skate. Skate was really good.
You always
Skate was
tell
better
me
than
that.
Tony
I've
Hawk.
Never played Skate.
It
was
good.
So much fun, man, because like.
Because it wasn't
as crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you could make
you
it.
You could do like godlike shit that if you did in real life, people would be like, "Oh my god!" But
yo, damn, company.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I really like.
360 flip, blunt slide, like you know, whatever. That's, big flip out, down like the seventh stair, dog. That was all. That'd be off the chain, or you know.
That's what I like doing.
Wolverine, man.
That's what I like.
I'd be so drunk if I had that lifestyle.
That's what I like doing in that game. Was like. Actual shit you could do while skateboarding.
Yeah.
But, like, you could link a bunch of shit together with manuals and stuff and, like, do some crazy-ass shit.
Do you have enough momentum to make it to the rear? Yes!
Rear. But, I mean, whatever. That's every game, but...
Yeah.
Well, like, Tony Hawk, you'd go up a fucking ramp and land in a manual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue that shit.
And when you hit that ramp, you were in the air for a minute.
Yeah.
A long minute.
Spinning and flipping and
the
shit.
First, yeah, I played the first one. I
bored, just going wild underneath because you know it's the 360, whatever
into an indie 1080.
That shit was hilarious.
Well, continuing with the list here, we got.
Did we get all the sports games then?
I mean, for the most part. Well,
I can't think of any more.
I'm trying to think.
Mario Golf.
Hockey.
Are we going to count that?
I played Mario Golf. You played.
I played hockey with
Chip
Putman.
Blades of Steel.
Yeah, Chip Putman's my alias in NHL. Won the Stanley Cup. Got a hat trick in the last game. Putman puts him in! The goal. So, yeah. I did enjoy hockey, but it became one of those things when the new one came out. There were some changes, and they were good, and then another one came out, and it was just kind of like, well, this is the same game, pretty much. Like, I mean, it's hard to update games like that.
Yeah.
Except for different players, pretty much, on different
NFL
teams.
Blitz, I couldn't do it. Yeah.
But we got Madden NFL 25, NBA 2K14, NBA Live 14, Need for Speed, Peggle 2, Power Star Golf, Rice, Son of Rome. I hope I'm saying
Are those two separate ones? It was one Rice and then...
No. That's one. Okay. R-Y-S-E. I'm probably not pronouncing it right.
No, I think they showed that at their... was that the Roman... or that You were the some general or whatever you attacked. Did you watch the Xbox release?
No.
Oh, okay. I think it was that. I think you're thinking of that game. It's like a Roman shit? Or
yeah,
a,
yeah. Son of Rome.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
It's spelled, is it Rice? Is that what it's called?
R-Y-S-E or some shit?
Yeah.
I gave up on
Skylanders, Swap Force, Watch Dogs, Zoo Tycoon, and Zumba Fitness World Party. Nice. Which I cannot wait for. Right. Zumba Fitness is fabulous.
So that's going to be all camera.
Yeah.
Connect, yeah.
For the Zumba? Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they're going to... They're trying to integrate the Kinect a lot more because I've heard with the system you don't get a headset. They want you to use the Kinect at first, but you can use your old headset, but you have to buy an adapter for it. So just so because I know you're,
I'll keep
so
my, you guys know. I'll keep my Kinect on and I'll just turn it around, have it face the wall.
Yeah. I don't want to look at me.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, I can't see
my
you.
My penis will be swinging in front of that thing frequently, so. Because I'm going to be naked around it a lot.
Yeah, I just see me brushing my teeth, balls naked, yeah. Walking in my living room.
It happens frequently.
And Xbox. Or, I'm sorry, not Xbox. We were just talking about Xbox. PlayStation announced its release date, which is November 14th. Yes.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm excited. Well, kind of. There's like, I pre-ordered Watch Dogs, and it'll come out a couple days after the PlayStation comes out. So I'll probably have to pre-order, I don't know, or get like, because nothing really great except Call of Duty. I'll probably just get that just to have something to play with it. You know what I'm, you know?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Instead of just, here's the system. I turned it on.
It. Yeah.
Nice menu.
And I'll check out the Call of Duty game, whatever. It's, I mean, they can be fun, but at the same time, just like the one I, with Black Ops 2, I got all the diamond guns I wanted, like the camo for them, and then I stopped playing. Like, I thought this would enhance my gaming experience if I had these, but then I realized the fun was just getting the camos for it.
Poop, poop, poop.
Poop, poop. Well,
what about GamesCon?
GamesCon?
Yeah, isn't that?
Ooh,
didn't that just go on?
Yeah, it did, and that's where
we
PlayStation
are headed.
PlayStation released their
the date.
Yeah, date launch or release date, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
Xbox. I read an article about. Well, I didn't read all of the article. Let's be real. Like, who reads all of an article? Yeah, no, I could only glance at it, but. My brother sent it to me. Titanfall or whatever won like best game of GamesCon, allegedly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that it's coming out both on Xbox One and Xbox 360.
Oh.
So I wanted to see if you had an opinion on, you know, that as in when Microsoft came out and was like, if you don't, you know, not going to be connected to the internet all the time. Just keep your 360. And all these people were butthurt over it. Like, little nerds on the internet just shit their pants.
Because they're
semen everywhere because they don't know what to do with their lives. And now there, I guess there is a reason. Like, maybe a lot of these games are going to be coming out on the 360 as well. Just poopy down.
Yeah.
You get poopier gameplay.
Yeah,
but
get,
if you get the good shit, you get... Cream de la crap, you know what I'm
saying? The cream.
More of that to spicy meatball.
The cream always.
Yeah, it's the same with. I saw a PlayStation was having a deal where, like, if you pre ordered, like, Watch Dogs for the PlayStation 3 or something like that, you could get money off the PlayStation 4 version of it.
That's just dumb. But people are going to do it.
But yeah, they'll make a killing.
Yeah. It's stupid that people that, but people believe a lot of things. I mean, allegedly, I believe that Titanfall won GamesCon Best Game or whatever. That could be a total lie.
So is it going to kind of be how, because the GameCube kind of stuck around when the Wii came out.
Right.
You know, because.
I still play on my GameCube. Guess what system I don't own? A Wii. Guess what system I still own? GameCube.
It was an awesome. There were some awesome looking games.
Yeah.
Like,
Rogue Squadron looks so amazing still.
RE4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really good looking game.
For the time.
For the time. Yeah.
Amazing.
Compared to what the poop was everywhere else.
The Resident Evil remake.
Yeah. That one was, that looked so much better than the original blocks. You were like blocks walking around in that shit.
But you could get like Twilight Princess, because I got it for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also get it for the GameCube.
Yeah, well, it was the same. Pretty much the goddamn same system.
So don't worry if you don't get an Xbox One.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I'm chilling.
Because I'm not getting my life.
Either of them.
Turned out
note
perfectly
that shit.
Fine.
That's on the microphone.
They did that a lot. Like
y'all ain't getting my money yet. Busters. Not yet.
PlayStation, you already have mine.
But yeah, it'll be fun. When would you get? When? What would make you buy a one?
Nothing.
No, I mean that's the smart choice. I mean,
I just heard all the release games. Nothing.
But what would make you?
I'm going to just when I feel
the
time is necessary.
Okay.
Because I still have games.
What come out that would make you go? Yes. I want that. I need this system now.
Marvel 4.
That's what I was saying.
Marvel 4.
I mean, that, duh, but something possible.
Something possible.
Halo 4, or Halo 5, Halo 5, okay. Maybe. Because then they might do like, oh, you get the baller. Like, usually when they, like, if you look back on what Xbox 360 did all the time, like, besides the Elite or whatever. But you could, like,
they'll release a Halo edition.
Yeah, like, yeah, I have the Gears of War 3 one, and it's fucking red. It's got, like, the black, like, matte skulls on it. Matte paint. I'm sorry. I think they're matte. Are they glossy? Don't really
know.
Some's
glossy. The red's glossy. I think the black's matte.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You
but it looks, like, it looks, and I got a red controller and shit. Really. And then you get, like, the big hard drive. I got, like, 325 gigabyte one or something like that, because they put it in that.
Yeah. Let's get, do top comics that we're reading right now.
Top,
let's do top three.
The top three I'm reading right now?
Yes.
Or the consensus?
No, you.
Okay,
yourself.
Right now, Superior Spider-Man would be one. Nova 2, Captain America 3.
Okay.
Nice.
What? So exciting stuff. I haven't heard anything from Cap, but are you just like
Cap it's in been general? A really long, like, storyline that's just different. You wouldn't think Steve would have to deal with something like this. And it's actually really, really good. It's going to wrap. That storyline's been like 12 issues. It's good. So then Nova, it's just real cool seeing a new Nova.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. I like the kid. Sam Alexander, he's all right. And he's in the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then Superior Spider-Man's just been godlike. This whole time, I've loved it.
Nice.
So that's what I would say. My top three. Daredevil's always really good. I heard it's getting pretty interesting. And Wolverine and the X-Men would be like kind of two of those other ones. Like, oh, what's out there? Because Marvel has so many damn titles.
Yeah.
The Wolverine comics were always kind of poopy. Like,
but he's fun with the X-Men.
Okay. Okay.
And you know,
I bought a few.
He's so hit or miss. There's some shit I read that's amazing.
He's awesome when he's with like Avengers and shit. Like,
yeah,
do him and
Pete. I always love that team up.
Oh yeah, Wolverine and Spider-Man's one of the best. But no, when he jumps at Ragnarok in Dark Reign, it's him and the Avengers, and down comes Ragnarok just floating like. Gonna kill people. That's what, because Ragnarok was Thor, is that, or the, who made it? It's like a
Reed Richards.
Reed.
Yeah, Reed Richards made like a copy of Thor, basically. It's like
a robot clone.
Yeah.
An artificial god.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Reed I didn't know how to describe it, but he's just as strong as Thor, almost as strong.
Because let's be honest,
Thor's got the dick bigger, hammer. Yeah, the dick bigger, hammer.
Peace.
So, yeah, for first person to fight, like,
he's floating. He's not even, he's floating.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, guys.
Yeah. And they're all on top of a building. Wolverine just jumps off, and the way he's going to not fall is stab his claws into him and hang on and just keep stabbing him. So he's literally like, this dude's just floating, and Wolverine's stab, stab, stab.
And he was
in the liver.
Electrocuted.
Yeah, he keeps getting electrocuted, and he'll fucking, like, he'll fall and he'll grab onto his foot and then fucking climb back up. He was just taking this fucking guy on, man. Dude, Wolverine don't give no fuck. Biggest dick.
Yeah.
By far.
At least biggest the fattest dick in the Marvel Universe.
Maybe the shortest, yeah, dick.
Short and stumpiest, yeah, dick.
And you'd hairy. Have to say.
Yeah. So I don't know if you can really see it, but.
So no, and I've read some of, when they started the title a few years ago, I actually just bought the first volume and read it. It's really funny because, like, everyone gets involved with what Wolverine's doing. So even Steve was in it one.
Nice.
Like, for a few issues and stuff. And then I actually, because I would like to read some DC comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking Sean at Kenmore Comics, you know, what.
I'll give you any Batman you want. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, see, that's kind of.
But there's still Batman Detective Comics, and then Batman The Dark Knight, so.
And I asked
whatever
him,
ones you want, man.
And they're fucking. All those.
They're all good. They're really good.
I have
good.
Some stuff I need to read, and I know I'm going to get that in real soon because I need.
Oh,
to.
I haven't read shit. I'm not
because I just got Old Man Logan.
Still haven't read the shit that you gave me.
I heard that's a hit Wolverine series. So after I read it, I'll probably have to force you guys to read it as well.
All right,
steamroll you into reading
homework,
but. Yeah, I want to start reading a lot of DC, so ask Sean, because he's who recommended Wolverine and the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Spot on. Dude, good stuff. So he said, Batman, Nightwing. It's really good, because I liked it when Robin became Nightwing, like in Teen Titans. Yeah, right. Like, I do even remember that. I'm like, that's pretty cool, because he's a badass.
Yeah, Robin's badass.
You know, he should graduate.
Dick Grayson, son.
Like, mm-hmm. I might try reading that. And then I heard Wonder Woman. Yeah, no. It's their third best selling.
I'm sorry. I was laughing.
Some shit like that. Like, they sell out a Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They're just good comics. All right.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all I have on the comic books.
Talk about some TV shows.
Yes.
So obviously Breaking Bad's going on. And I'm all caught up, so I've been watching the new episodes, and it's good. It's intense. I like it a lot. But the only problem I have with this last episode.
Please don't ruin it.
No. There's nothing about the plot or anything. Everyone's fucking whispering everything. I had to, like, turn my volume up on the TV so loud, and I still couldn't understand them sometimes. I was like, why the fuck is everyone whispering? Like, there's one scene where I see, okay, that makes sense, but there's other ones where I'm like, you probably don't have to whisper here. I kind of want to know what the fuck is going on.
Maybe they were doing that on purpose.
I'm sure they were for dramatic effect, but at the same time, it's like, I can't hear you. Speak up, please. But yeah, it's getting nuts. And it's right from the get-go. Like, it's not lollygagging and saving, like,
going to build up to
something. Yeah, yeah.
Nope, here's something. Boom.
Yeah, it's face. Just like right to the point. Straight to the point. Here
straight
you go.
To the
here's what
maker.
You want. And so, I think what I really like about Breaking Bad is that it's only 5 seasons long. Some people say this is the 6th season. Other people say it's the second half of the 5th season. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be this, you know, it's like people think, oh, I wish it could go on even longer. Like, you think a show that good could go on long, but it can't because it'll get to a point where it's just too crazy.
Yeah.
It's too much crazy shit's happening.
Well,
it goes up, Mr. President.
I'm in season 5 and it's only been 1 year has passed through these 5 seasons. 1 year.
Yeah.
This crazy shit is going down, and it's been 1 year.
Walter gets it in, man.
It just, yeah, it's almost like, it seems like, come on.
Could never happen.
Yeah, you could have said
this. Well, wait, what are you basing that off of?
What?
That it's only been 1 year.
Because he keeps saying, like, it's been 1 year since I was diagnosed with the cancer.
Oh.
With the cancer that kills you.
The big K.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's already crazy, and but I like, mean, yeah. at the same time, it's still...
Pretty good so far. Well, Skylar is always fucking annoying, but...
But,
Sorry.
Yeah, everyone was just fucking whispering, man. It's like, goddamn. So, I hope that changes, but... Other than that,
I hope they don't keep whispering.
Other than that, like, I'm glad they're not trying to drag it on. They're just like, here's the story, and this is how it ends. Like, we're not going to try and milk this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and it's nice for a series to do that because there is a beginning and an end.
Uh-huh.
Like, I actually like shows where, okay, there is a beginning to all this, and it actually does end. Like,
yeah, it doesn't.
Margaret.
Yeah, the TV show just doesn't fall apart after, like, you know, season 7 or whatever. Oh. You know what I'm saying? And just doesn't go anywhere and just ends.
Yeah, it goes 9 seasons, but the last 2 are garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still... Bad. 1 year. One year. All that crazy
There's
shit.
Been enough time in just the episodes you've shown us that a year would have passed. Like, how... That's like The Simpsons. If you laid them... back to back, Bart should be 37.
Yeah.
The amount of time he'd been on the camera.
So much shit, man.
All of it.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
That's fine. Whatever. But you could have made it more believable being like, oh, this is the second year. Holy bananas. What?
That had to have been a typo.
Yeah. 1 year, though. Good Lord, dude.
And as we get... As we get ready, fall is approaching
Falling
fast.
Upon us.
Yeah, and that's when, you know, most of the networks will reveal their new shows for sweeps.
Sweeps.
And so we'll get to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. I think it's kind of looking that. Poop. Diarrhea,
you know what I'm saying? So. I don't watch TV, though.
Man, I mean, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah,
but
I hope for the best, but network television has been such crap lately. Like, there's a few shows I would watch on network TV. The rest of them are pretty lame. America's Got Talent. Oh, God. I can't stand that fucking show.
Do you watch it?
I've seen it. I've put it on. And just grimace the whole time.
You watch it.
No, I don't watch it all the time.
You're a fan.
I've seen probably...
You can come out the closet, man. It's
3 episodes. That's it.
What show are we talking about?
America's Got Talent.
Oh, no. Never seen it.
But...
I don't watch that show.
I mean, but there are some pretty talented people out there doing cool stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so that's fun to see, but, like, the judges and their comments and all this... Crap, I don't...
The bickering.
They should just call it America's Talent Show and just have people come on and do their thing. Like, and if they're really talented, like, someone's not going to see them and be, you know... Like, if a band's really good on there, like, a record company's not going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hear about it. It'll go viral or something on the interwebs. That stupid shit.
Got me in the back. Click, click. Posting.
But let's get to a... Let's get to some viewer mail.
Oh, I get it. That was a shot at me. I'm leaving.
Well, that's what we're calling it now. Viewer mail.
Oh, are you going to bring... There it is. Bringing it up.
Yeah. Viewer mail. Jason writes...
Got it. Okay, no, I was just waiting for you to bring it up.
No, Jason writes, with all these fighters being remade and new ones coming out, which... classic fighter would we like to see get remade into a modern day fighting video game?
Let's see. So,
because I would say Primal Rage, but it's already the perfect fighting game, so
I'm going to say do like a Street Fighter 2. That would be kind of cool, but then that's Street
they
Fighter
did the, they did the HD remix.
Oh no, yeah. But I mean, even remake it more, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
But that's like, that is pretty much Street
up.
Fighter 4.
No, well, that's yeah, it's that'll be Street Fighter 5.
Yeah. Exactly. So okay, we don't need that because I played a quite a bit of that when I was younger.
I would like to see another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fighting game.
Okay.
Done better.
Yeah, that game wasn't too good.
No, it wasn't. And Primal Rage wasn't. Fun. And I would like to see a Primal Rage. I think it's a cool concept. The characters are cool. The game was clunky. You could probably smooth a lot of that out now.
Would, that one where, what is it? River City Ransom. Would that count?
Is that?
It's like a beat 'em up. But you go and then you beat up people.
You beat up and then
fighting, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, we'll be strict with this okay, one. We'll stick good. It to fighting.
That's fine.
Killer Instinct's already being made.
Correct.
Well, no, this is Killer Instinct.
I mean,
too,
there's a lot it? That have.
Is it two or is it Killer
Instinct? I think it's just Killer Instinct.
Oh.
Pit just, Fighter.
Yeah. Pit Fighter?
Why not? Oh,
that's balls.
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu. That's the thing. All the good ones have survived for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there'd be anything. Like, maybe
no
like,
one wants War Gods remade.
Or like Clay Fighter. Like,
Clay Fighter might be okay if they did it better.
What are they going to do? Clay again? Or
Why? I just mean.
What?
take the game and actually put better game mechanics, fighting game mechanics.
Yeah, they would actually improve the game, make a new game.
Not just, here's the game and it's
looks better.
Yeah,
but would you play it? Would you really play it?
Who knows?
I wasn't that attached to Clay Fighter in the first place.
Well, I mean, what if they made it and it was godlike and really fun to play?
Hey, when they do it, when they unwrap their balls,
I'll invest.
There you go. Clay Fighter. Let's get it done.
Yeah, it's all you now.
Ichabod Clay.
The ball is in your court. How about Mortal Kombat?
Oh, right. I'm joking. Earthworm Jim was in the one.
I don't like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it was. Earthworm
63 and a third.
It wasn't quite to 64.
And Boogerman was in that one.
Boogerman, what?
Yeah, and Clay Fighter for 64.
Oh, I never played
well. Thanks, Jason, for writing in. If you have questions, comments, or anything, you can email it us.
If you have a fighting game that you would like remade,
email us at yeahiamanerd@gmail.com. Pretty simple. Well, thanks for joining us once again. I think we're going to keep this one shorter this time. Just a little shorter podcast. Thanks for IT for being here.
Thank you.
Hey, with us. Glad to be here. Yeah. Happy to be here, whatever that fucking shirt says. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever his shirt says.
No, there's that shirt. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Me either. Mm. I think that's a figment of your imagination.
It's the internet, man. Who knows what's up
there? Well, till next time, stay cool, everybody.